Welcome to the instruction period. Can you hear at the back? Okay, we'll start again. Welcome to the instruction period. The Buddha gave some wonderful and very detailed instructions for how to meditate. And when people come to retreat, they often ask, yes, I know we're asked to meditate, but how? How can I be mindful of my breathing? One of these suttas is called the Anapanasati Sutta. Anapanasati means mindfulness with breathing, or mindfulness of breathing. And in this particular sutta, there are 16 couplets which give very specific directions for how to practice. Likewise, in another sutta, the Satipatthana Sutta, the four foundations of mindfulness, there are also specific directions of how to practice. And this is what we're going to focus on today. And actually, the directions for the first foundation of mindfulness, the first foundation being mindfulness of the body, are exactly the same in both of those suttas. The directions go like this. Breathing in long, one understands, I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one understands, I breathe out long. So all that means is when we pay attention to the breath, sometimes we notice the breath is long. Okay, it's long. That's all. And the next direction is I breathe in. Breathing in short, one understands I breathe in short. One understands I breathe out, and the out-breath is rather short at that particular breath. So in other words, the awareness or the mindfulness is just brought to the breath as it is. And sometimes the breath is long, sometimes it's short. Sometimes it's a little uneven. It seems like the in-breath is long and the out-breath is short and fast, or the other way around. So it's to be aware of the breath just as it is, as it's come to be. And that seems such a simple direction, doesn't it? There's nothing complicated about that. Except that when we try to do it, we get in a tangle, because it's somehow for many of us, especially if we're just beginning to meditate, rather difficult to keep the attention on the breath. And our attention very quickly goes to other areas. So one of the first practices just needs to be that awareness of bringing the attention back to the breath. We need to catch ourselves and notice we've been thinking for 5 minutes, forgot that I was meant to be paying attention to the breath, and then we just bring the attention back to the breath again. So it's to remember to be mindful, to remember to be aware. And so we do this to bring focus, attentiveness, attention, and steadiness. The next of the directions is, I shall breathe in, experiencing the whole body of breath. I shall breathe out, experiencing the whole body of breath. So in other words, you breathe in, and if we really pay attention, even before we breathe, there's great stillness. We're not breathing in, we're not breathing out. Just that fraction of a moment before the in-breath. And then we begin to breathe in. And as we breathe in, we'll notice that there's particular sensations. Sometimes the sensations are felt around the nose, just that touch of the air. Sometimes the sensations are felt as the lungs expanding. And so there can be this wonderful kind of sense of the lungs expanding. And then on the out-breath, contracting. So we get this kind of sense of this gentle expansion or the rising of the chest and then the falling of the chest. And with that come various sensations. Some of you will feel tickling or warmth or lightness or heaviness or pressure. Whatever you experience, it is just as it is. So we're bringing attention, bare attention, to all of the sensations that occur as we breathe. So we breathe in, and then again you'll notice there's this still part. We're not breathing in and we're not breathing out. And this sense of great stillness can expand. We can have a sense of a vast ocean of stillness in which the breath just sits. And so the stillness and the movement are together. So this is ocean of stillness, if you like. And then in that, there's just the breath that comes in and the breath that comes out. When we really pay attention, we can get a sense of the breath in the whole body. We can feel the breath and it doesn't just end at the bottom of the lungs when it comes in. The sensations nourish the cells of the body, and when we start to pay attention, we can feel some of the subtleties that occur with the breath. We can feel the breath in our fingertips. In fact, with practice, we feel the breath in the entire body. Sitting very still will help, making the quality of the attention very fine and light will also help you to access some of the subtle and deeper levels of the meditation practice. What we almost immediately notice is that this experience of breathing is shifting and changing. It's not the same this moment as it was the moment before. So our breath is, of course, impermanent, shifting, changing, and everything that accompanies it. We know the breath is impermanent because we all know that each one of us who is born will die. But more than that, we know that it's impermanent when we look and see the shifting, changing nature of the sensations. And this practice helps to dissolve the supposition of the I, the me, the my, the one who is breathing. So, there are some directions given, in both of the suttas actually, about how we should do this. How, like the how, the attitude with which we should contemplate and experience the breath. So we contemplate body as body. So the breath is used because it's here. And we understand the relationship of the breath to the body when we pay attention. So we contemplate the body as body. The first of the four foundations of mindfulness. And we do it, the directions are ardent, fully aware and mindful, having put away covetousness and grief for the world. So ardently, if we do something ardently, we do it enthusiastically. So we bring some energy to our way of doing it. We bring curiosity. It's almost, we bring a sense almost of a delight to the practice. So we do it with enthusiasm. Sometimes people come to a retreat and there is no enthusiasm at the beginning of the sitting. As soon as the bell goes, this great enthusiasm arises in the body because now I can get up and leave the meditation hall. So we need to look at our attitude. Can we be really enthusiastic? Can we be have a real curiosity for what is actually going on when we do something as simple as just sit, just breathe, just be with ourselves? The next part of the direction is fully aware. So fully aware. So as much as possible, fully aware of the totality of our experience. And of course in the retreat setting, the fully aware means not just when I'm sitting and waiting for the bell to go, but in all the aspects of the retreat. When you are standing, when you just lift your arm, when you bend over, when you stand up, when you walk, and of course, when you eat, when you have a shower. So, extending the awareness, we're not just meditating when we're in the hall or in a period of walking meditation. The meditation extends to the entire retreat. So be mindful with every step we take. This is the attitude. The next part is having put away covetousness. Covetousness means, it's a word not used in English. If I asked my children, what does covetous mean? They go, what are you talking about? They wouldn't have a clue. So it's an unfamiliar word to most people, and it means the desire to possess. So if we look at ourselves, we see that we rather naturally have a desire to possess. And in some of us, this desire to possess is what rules our life. And so we have a desire to possess perhaps another person. We have a desire to possess more of many things to acquire. You'll see it at breakfast. You'll see the desire to possess more food, especially the food that we like. We'll see the movement of mind to want more. I want to make this lemon butter mine, So the desire to possess can just be seen in this movement of the mind where we want to make something mine, we want to appropriate it, we want it to be ours. And of course in our life the desire to possess is associated often with possessions, with money, acquisition of wealth, or also with status. The desire to possess also lands in the realms of our spiritual world and our meditation practice. We may desire to have the deepest meditation. We may desire to be the best meditator, and so on. So this sense of possession lands also in the meditation world. In fact, it lands very much in the meditation world. So we ask you, for the moment, to put that desire aside, that desire to want, go in the desire to go in pursuit of things, and simply pay attention to that which is present, and of course also to that which is absent. We see the arising of something, a breath, a thought, a feeling, and then we also notice the cessation, the ending of the breath, the thought, the feeling. So we see the absence of the thought, the still point, the absence of breathing in and out. We see the absence of any problem. Sometimes we see the presence of the unpleasant. Sometimes we see the absence of the unpleasant. Sometimes something is pleasant. Sometimes it's absent. So we need to bring attention to all of this. The next part of the direction, it says, having put away covetousness and grief for the world. In this case, what's meant by grief for the world isn't that we should suddenly, it doesn't mean we should suddenly stop being compassionate, or that we should suddenly stop caring about the suffering of the world, but rather it means to put aside the burden of the world. So we put aside our tendency to feel terribly burdened by all of the problems of the world or the problems in our world, and we just bring our attention to what is actually being directly experienced. Life as it is. Right now, this moment, as it's come to be, as it's unfolding right now. And of course, we also very often come with lots of expectations to a retreat. And we overlay our direct experience with our expectations, with our wants. So we expect our sitting to be a certain way. And when it's not, we then become terribly disappointed. Or we think, I'm not doing this the right way. Everybody else in the room is sitting like a little Buddha. And I don't even know what I'm meant to be doing. So the I thought can land in self-doubt. It can land in some huge expectation of having a wonderful meditation experience, and we chase after certain kinds of experiences. Or if they don't happen, we say, oh, this wasn't a very good retreat. And so on. So we have to know ourselves. We have to catch these movements of the world of thought. So I just want to say a little bit more about thought. We endeavor to be mindful of the breath, and before we know it, we're thinking away. There isn't a person in this room who will not have a thought when you sit down to experience mindfulness of breathing. Or if you are one of those people, please come and tell me. If you've been on the retreat so far and not had a thought in the meditation, please come and tell me. We can, in our practice, of course, have exquisite and wonderful experiences where thought does cease. And these experiences are precious, deep, and profound. However, we need to find a way of just being with our thoughts. So when thought arises, we're just aware, ah, there's thought. And thoughts always end. They always end. We can't make it a thought stay. We can't catch it. But what we tend to do is we say, oh, this is my thought. And then we often have a desire not to be thinking. We think, I don't want to think about this. Of course, you know what happens when we think that. When we don't want to think about something, the thoughts come even more. Thought just arises dependent upon the condition. And as I mentioned in the last retreat, we have about 70,000 of them a day. Least, and most of them we've had before. They're not really spectacular. They're just thought. And so what's important is our relationship to the thought. So we're sitting there, we're endeavoring to keep the attention on the breath, and we notice that the attention is not on the breath. It's on the thought, and it's helpful to just say, ah, there I go thinking again. It's no problem. It's fine. It doesn't matter. So, I would suggest that we just see thought as thought. It's just a thought. Rather than get swept along in the actual content of the thought. So, coming back. The instructions for today are to be mindful of the breath. This is the first of the foundations of mindfulness. We focus on the breath in order to be mindful of the body. And just for those who are not familiar with the foundations of mindfulness, the second of the foundations of mindfulness is mindfulness of feelings, mindfulness of our feeling world, the pleasant and unpleasant feeling that's associated with every sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought that we experience. The third of the foundations of mindfulness is mindfulness of mental formations. So mindfulness of all that's going on in the world of thought. And the fourth of the foundations is mindfulness of the Dhamma, which means mindfulness of all teachings of awakening. And in this case, mindfulness of the Buddha's teachings of awakening. Dhamma also has other meanings. It also means all things. So for today, we are keeping the focus and attention as much as possible on the mindfulness of breathing. There is one more instruction about it. The fourth of the instructions is I shall breathe in, tranquilizing or calming the bodily formation. So in this way, as we breathe in, the intention is to calm the body, and then as we breathe out, the intention is also just to calm the body. So it's rather easy, I think, especially on the out-breath, to just feel that sense of letting go and of deep relaxation as we just let go. So as we breathe in, we can experience a sense of calm. As we breathe out, we can also experience a sense of calm. And so this is another practice that's on offer. Mindfulness of breathing is a method of calming the body and mind. It is a serenity practice. And the more we do it, the more we hopefully will be able to access calmness, serenity. So to summarize, breathing just as it is. Fine attention without claiming that the breath is my breath. Someone on the last retreat said rather beautifully, she said, instead of thinking that I'm breathing, I thought, breath is just breathing me. But that's rather a beautiful way to think about it. I'm just part of this whole totality of life, and the breath is just breathing me. It takes the individual out of it. And if we take that way of looking, it can be or lead to a rather profound insight about how we relate to the whole of this life. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha says, we're mindful to the extent necessary. For bare attention and mindfulness. And we abide independently, not clinging to anything in the world. So as we do it, we're abiding independently. So we're not clinging anywhere. So we're not clinging to any idea or notion of this is my sitting and it's not going well and I don't like it and I don't know why I came in the first place and sitting is always difficult and I should have known better and so on and so on. If we see ourselves thinking like that, we just go, there I go. Whenever we cling, we suffer. So the direction is to abide not clinging to anything in this world. So whatever occurs, We just let it be. Let it go. Our relationship to that which arises is the key. If we can just breathe, and as we breathe, we can also notice that there can be extraordinary freedom. Most of the time when we're breathing, there actually isn't a difficulty, isn't a problem. We just breathe in and breathe out. So this is the practice. This is where we begin. So if you would please, just sitting now. Taking up the practice, I shall breathe in, experiencing the whole of the breath. I shall breathe out, experiencing the whole of the breath. As you sit, please notice the extraordinary freedom you can experience in just sitting, in just breathing. The Buddha describes liberation as the cessation or the ending of greed, of hatred, of delusion. And he says this is directly visible. Giving immediate results. And he says, he invites everybody to see. So you are all invited to see the freedom that's available and that is directly visible just as we sit, as we stand, as we walk, as we lie down. It's directly visible in each moment when we let go into our freedom. So this is the practice. Just sitting.
I have two announcements this afternoon.